people are devastated, and that this again has come to our village. It's a very negative image that it's putting out. And I would make at this stage an appeal to parents. If that was young people that done that last night, if it was your young person, they must have come home with smoke-smelling clothes. They have to have come home with smoke-smelling clothes. Now, that building had been set fire to on two prior occasions in June. If you go into any building that has been burnt before, there would be a burnt smell within that building. If young people has vacated that after lighting fired it, if it is young people, they will have had the smell of smoke on those clothes, no matter they're there, whenever the fire has gone up or whatever. And I would appeal to parents, take a look at the clothes, take a look at the slippers, shoes, whatever that has come in, and take a look. Is your son or is your daughter an arsonist? That is a big question this morning. And if it is the case, and if they have the, the courage, come forward to yourselves here, or go forward to the police. I don't want to be seen to be aiming this all at young people, because 99% of young people in this village here are good. There is a small nucleus of vandals who we try to deal with.